أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, God willing, we are going to talk about the human's need to revelation. But prior touching this topic, let me have a very brief revision of the previous lecture. You know that in the previous lecture, we talked about the precise definition of revelation. I mean the lexical and technical definitions of revelation. And we said that Nabi or the Prophet and Messenger means who receives messages from Almighty Allah and who has a very mysterious communication with the Lord. Receives some messages and then conveys these messages to the human beings. This revelation or this communication can be in two forms, direct and indirect forms. And then we pointed out this important point that the technical meaning of revelation is that a man from the human being's kind should have communication with the Lord. But the nature of this communication, the nature of this relation is extremely mysterious and unknown, except for those who have experienced this relation in person. For example, the divine prophets have true understanding of this revelation and Almighty Allah. But the rest of the human beings cannot have precise illustration and explanation and description of the event, because this event is not a repeatable incident, so that they have to dear listeners and respectable audience, to simplify this very important concept, let me give you an example. Think that a friend of you or one of your colleagues, one of your wise colleague or friend has prepared many dishes or many food for his guests. This friend of you has provided each and everything, every delicious food, all to meet all your taste and talent. Everything is met, everything is fully prepared. But one thing that he has neglected or he has forgotten, that is this, that he has not sent you and his friends the invitation card or the address. So all these preparations that he has made for this banquet, for this party, it seems irrational and it seems useless. Because none of your friends or none of this wise man's friends knows where the address is or where the party is going to be held. The same case is true for Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah is wise. Almighty Allah is all wise. The prophets or the divine messengers are similar to the invitation card or to the address where we have to go. If Almighty Allah has created the human beings, if they are left on their own, if they are not given the guidelines of prosperity in adversity, if they are not equipped with these guidelines, for sure, Almighty Allah's creation of such a sophisticated creature would be meaningless. Because Almighty Allah had not given us the direction that we have to be guided in the straight path. If that wise man do not give the address of the party where the party is going to be held, or if he does not give you the address where his banquet is going to be held, none of his preparation would be useful for you. All of you would complain tomorrow meeting him in the office, saying that why you are making these illogical and irrational decisions, inviting us in your party but not giving us the address. So Almighty Allah also invited us towards perfection, towards evolution. Almighty Allah says we have created the human beings so that they have to evolve, they have to reach their perfection, their evolution. So how we have to reach, how we have to meet our perfection and evolution? Through the divine prophet's messages. If Almighty Allah does not give us the guidelines, it seems that Almighty Allah does not give us the address. But Almighty Allah says, I have created you and I have sent you my messengers and my apostles to be as guidelines, to be as guide for your prosperity in this life and the life hereafter. Not only exterior prophets, but also interior prophets I have provided you. And that is our intellect. And that is our inward apostle. So Almighty Allah says that I have created you, and this creation is purposeful. You have to reach your perfection. And what is the address? The address has been given by my divine messengers. And not only the exterior or external prophets, but also interior or internal prophets are also there with you. And that is your intellect, your conscience. Even if the prophets were not there, for sure, our internal voice, our inward voice would have guided us to the straight path. This is very much important point. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, this was The response that humans need to revelation is constant and it remains for always. Secondly, there might be another problem raised in this regard, that why the prophets were selected or were elected from the Middle East, why the rest of the Ummah, why the rest of the people did not have prophets. Firstly, it should be mentioned that in accordance with the Quranic logic, all the nations had their divinely sent prophets or apostles or holy figures. وَإِمْ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ. Or Almighty Allah says, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. These two verses make us understand or bring us to this conclusion. No nation is there in the history that Almighty Allah has not sent apostles or messengers or a person who has to give warnings for the people. وَإِمْ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ. Actually, we have not made a nation deprived of a person who has to warn, a warn giver. We have not deprived the human beings or the nation from my prophets, from my messengers. Or وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. I have sent my apostle, my messengers, my prophets for every nation to do these two important tasks. The first is أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ, to worship Almighty Allah. He deserves. No one other than Allah deserves to be worshipped. Secondly, وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. It means to campaign and to fight against the arrogance, those who stand against Almighty Allah. It means that Almighty Allah has sent His apostle and His messengers for all the nations, for all the communities. And thirdly, Almighty Allah says in another surah that I have told you the story of some of my messengers, and I have not told you the story of all the prophets. It implies this concept that there are and there were the prophets that Almighty Allah had not told their story to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. Meaning, giving this sense that Almighty Allah does not leave a nation or a community without any apostle, without any messenger. And it seems impossible that Almighty Allah should create the human beings, but the guidelines should not be given to them. So, dear listeners and respectable audience, may God bless us all that we have to be directed in the straight path. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.